We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, hosted at The Row. Also brought to you in part by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football, and by Bud Light. This is the Wolfpack Coaches Show. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
Ladies and gentlemen, 4-1. The Nevada Wolfpack hosting Hawaii. Yeah, give it up for Coach Jay Norvell. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. The Pack is hosting Hawaii. It is homecoming. 7:30 kickoff from Mackey Stadium this Saturday night. Last Saturday night was the beginning of the homecoming festivities with the running of the Wolves, the incoming freshmen sprinting across Chris Auld Field at Mackey Stadium. And then the Pack took care of business on the field with a 55-28 win over New Mexico State. Coach Norvell, we have kind of a rubric. We have certain criteria that we look for now. You've conditioned me and Mike Edwards to look for. Did you play complimentary football in the 55-28 win?
Yeah, for the most part we did. And it was a good game. One of the things that we really challenged our guys, we're in the second quarter of the season, and we wanted to show improvement in a lot of areas, and we've seen quite a bit of that since the Kansas State game, and I think we've been more aggressive offensively. I think we've been more aggressive defensively, and it's starting to show up in the box score. We're taking advantage of more drives. We played very good defense for three quarters of that game. And we had some different kids in there at the end, and we kind of gave up a couple drives. But overall, I think we've improved the last two games, and this is the third game of our quarter. And we really want to finish really Philly strong in this corner.
Is there joy or is it relief when you're 3-1, you guys are favored to win the division, you're supposed to win a home game against New Mexico State? Can there still be joy when you win so one-sidedly, or is it more business-like? Is it like, yes, we were supposed to do this and we move on?
No, I mean, there's a little bit of both probably. You know, we did expect to do some things well in that game. You know, but every game is a tough, hard-fought battle, and we respect everybody. It's not just coach talk. I mean, you really do. You know, it's kind of like a fighter. When two fighters get in the ring, you know, a guy's got a fighter's chance every time. And, you know, in the beginning of that game, we didn't start as quickly as we'd like to. They were smart. They did some different things.
Did they have unscouted looks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody does that we play. You know, the beginning of the game is you're not always sure what you're going to get. And they kind of blitzed up front, and they made some of our runs look ugly and not clean. And, you know, we really started to hit them with the screen game. That's really what got us going offensively. There were a lot of junk inside, a lot of movement. And then we started spitting the ball out on the perimeter, and we really – I think we threw 19 screens in the game. And our wide receiver screens were really amazing. And you know, Matt's dad loves, he always talks about our screen game and our Randy Larrys and Coach Chang. I know he's going to speak tonight, but he does a great job of those guys on the perimeter taking pride, blocking for each other. And so those were huge plays in the game. And then, you know, we got him on a screen and go for big play with Melquan. We scored with Toa on another screen down there in a red zone where we swung it out to him and our guys blocked for him. So that kind of got us going. There's a lot of different ways we can score offensively. We can run it. We could throw it. We could screen it. We could throw deep. And that makes it tough to defend us.
Everybody at Baselite is looking forward to watching all Wolfpack Athletics get out there and play this season. Call Baselite for any of your concrete product needs. 775-358-1200. 775-358-1200. Go Pack. Okay, so let's talk about the screen game. Because if you didn't see the game, if you're just looking at the data, you might say, oh, the rushing total was perhaps more modest than one would anticipate. But essentially, when you're stretching the field laterally like that, mm-hmm. and what'd you say, you threw 19 screen
19,
passes?
Yeah.
Those are effectively runs.
No doubt.
And when you factor in the yardage from the screen passes, then it's actually quite a balanced attack.
No doubt. And you know, I laugh. Mike Leach says balance is that, you know, all five guys touch the ball and not necessarily run and pass.
Right.
But really, we're looking at productivity and how we attack in the defenses that we see. And so, yeah, we'd love to rush the ball for 200 yards every game. But we have very good receivers and a very good quarterback. You know, and that's the way we can really be effective. And so we're not going to look past that, I guess. But the screen game is very much like a run, and we kind of looked at it that way Saturday.
Let's educate some folks. If you're having trouble up the middle, if they're blitzing up the middle, is the corrective, the prescriptive call, offensive football 101, is it swing it out, is it screen?
If people are giving you games inside and bringing backers and giving you kind of muddied looks, it's always better to go outside it. It's always better to get outside and get away from all that mess. And we have a lot of speed, you know. I think that's the biggest thing, you know. We don't want to go through games and let people off the hook and have to play our playmakers. And we have a lot of them, and that's why we recruit receivers and good backs and tight ends and tall kids that can catch. And so because, you know, the defense has got to deal with them at the end of the game. And I think our challenge is not let people off the hook. Make sure that when the game's over with, they have to play, you know, Torrey and Cole and Justin and Toa and Devontae. All those guys should have an opportunity to get their hands on the ball and make plays. You know, it's like last week I sat down with Melquan, and he was really frustrated because he wasn't getting his hands on the ball that much. And, you know, Romeo was getting a lot of catches. Cole was getting a lot of catches. And then Justin had the big game against Boise. And I said, you know, just hang in there. It's a long season, different games. People are going to get different opportunities. And I'll be dang if he didn't have a monster game Saturday and had a huge, that was a huge play made on the screenplay and a great finish. And so we have a lot of guys that are going to show up at time to time that be able to help us win games.
Melquan Stovall had his first career receiving touchdown on a 65-yard catch and run.
Yep.
And I think he finished with seven grabs, 155 yards, or something like that. Career day for Melquan. Bud Light proudly welcomes Nevada fans back to Mackey Stadium. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. So you had to tell Melquan, who does a great job, runs tough routes over the middle, like hangs on, plays courageously, blocks on the outside, is a very unselfish player.
Yes.
You essentially had to tell him, stay unselfish.
Like right.
That probably is a difficult skill.
Yeah, it's you know, it's all these kids, they want to do things. You know, they come to college, they want an opportunity to kind of realize their dreams. And, you know, kids dream about catching the ball, making touchdowns, and that's where you want them. I mean, no receiver that's really worth his salt doesn't want to get his hands on the ball. That's the way he feels like he can help the team win. And so, you know, it's natural for those guys to want to catch more balls. But when you have a lot of playmakers, it's hard for everybody to get a lot of balls. And so sometimes you just have to be patient. And Melquan is a guy that does all the dirty work. He blocks on screens. He runs inside routes. He catches a ball. He gets hit across the middle a lot. And it's just great to see a guy like him, you know, have that kind of game.
Mike and I comment about that. Tight ends and the receivers really are committed outside on running and passing plays. They really spring guys.
There's no doubt.
And we try to highlight that on the broadcast because, you know, I mean, Keyshawn Johnson's book wasn't Let Me Block for the Other Guy. Right? That was not the title of Keyshawn's book. Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. The 2021 season is brought to you by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll visit more with Pack head coach Jay Norvell coming up. Timmy Chang will talk with us later on as Nevada hosts Hawaii this Saturday for homecoming in Mackey Stadium. Tickets on sale. I think it's a flash sale. Good value out there right now. MyNevadaTickets.com, MyNevadaTickets.com. Come see the 4-in-1 pack on homecoming this Saturday night. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
9 or 10 months ago, Stan called me and asked if we could meet and talk about doing business.
Stan's me, Stan Wilmoth, Heritage Bank of Nevada. And the guy I called is Dean Christopher, owner of Wild Garlic Pizza.
And after what seemed like a short conversation, he essentially asked me, how much do you need to get all this off the ground?
Yep, I did, because it's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Please continue.
When I really went to go see Stan, it wasn't going to see Stan to say, hey, you know, I need some money. I wanted to meet Stan. I wanted to see what a smaller bank could do for us. He seemed like he understood my business. He understood who we were in the community. And that's where, you know, it was easy for us to make that change.
Dean's got a pizza called the California, his personal favorite. And the wild garlic, my personal favorite. Although I would have called it, wait for it, Stan the Man. How about Stan's Van? Hey, I'm serious.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle up.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Everybody. Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. That is Jay Norvell's walk-up music. We're visiting with the coach. Shall we request a bell ringing? Can we get the bell? Take your time. We have 3 segments left.
She was eating.
Thanks, Kim. I know. I felt bad. We didn't cue you. Welcome back. Nevada is 4-1. They are hosting Hawaii on Saturday. It is homecoming. Nevada 1-0 in the conference. 2 weeks ago, winning at Boise State. Then their final non-conference game this most recent Saturday. A resounding victory over New Mexico State, 55-28. So the Pack with wind in their sails as they host the Rainbow Warriors. Envision Glass backs the Pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years. All your commercial and residential glass needs, windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more. That's envisionglass.com. I was doing my Hawaii spot chart today, and I noticed something curious as I was building. You know, we get the 2-deep. For those of you who don't know, they put out a release, and each team puts out a 2-deep, and every broadcaster has their own little nerdy board. They fill in the information they think they'll need. I always put down a defensive coordinator and an offensive coordinator in addition to the head coach. Hawaii does not have a defensive coordinator this year. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I think I know who it is.
Graham's the... Right. So yep. The head coach, Todd Graham, is effectively the defensive coordinator.
Right.
They have an associate head coach for defense who is different to... They actually had the position defensive coordinator last year. Anyway, it's Trent Figg. But yes, you know who the defensive coordinator is for Hawaii. It's Todd Graham.
Yep.
And I was just thinking about that. Like, Graham... Would I be mistaken if I said he has a reputation for being himself?
Yes.
So tell me about, I mean, you worked for the man.
Yeah, he's a really, really good ball coach. I mean, he loves to coach ball, and he loves defense, and he's very, very aggressive. Plays a lot of man coverage, loves to blitz the quarterback. And so, you know, I coached for Coach Graham for a year.
Right before you got this job.
Yes, sir. You know, he's had a lot of great coaches that have coached for him. Gus Malzahn coached for him, and a lot of great offensive coaches. And so, you know, but he's very aggressive. He loves to play bump and run man-to-man. You know, we used to go against each other every day in practice. And, you know, I think their team is starting to, show his personality. And they had a big win against Fresno, and it was a really great team win. You know, their quarterback was hurt. They had to play a true freshman, and they really rallied to play outstanding against Fresno. Fresno turned the ball over 6 times, And so, you know, you got to give him credit. He's built programs at Tulsa and Rice and Arizona State, and he knows how to fundraise, raise money, build facilities, and build a program.
He won his 100th career game in Hawaii's win over Houston in the New Mexico Bowl this past season. Coach Chang, did you beat Houston in a bowl game? I think that happened. Yeah, that's right. More on that, stay tuned when we talk to Timmy Chang. The reason I was asking is, Graham, you know, I produced a broadcast at Arizona State your year with Graham in 16 when I was working with the Bruins. And I remember, you know, now knowing you and knowing Graham's reputation. And then Dennis Erickson was somehow affiliated with that staff. I remember he was in the hotel the night before the game, kind of holding court.
Yeah.
So I just connected the dots. I thought, this Graham guy must know a lot of football. How did you get that position?
I had a good friend on that staff that kind of connected me. And I was at Texas at the time, and I was calling plays at Texas. And Coach Graham, you know, saw how we played and our style of play, and he really liked that. And so we had several talks. And then I knew a couple guys on the staff. One of them actually came and saw me in Austin. And I just said, these are good guys, and I want to, you know, be there with them. And it was a great year there. Learned a lot of football and really appreciated Coach Graham. He's very innovative offensively, too. He likes to play fast, likes a lot of zone read with the quarterback. And so, you know, their style of football as a team is a total reflection of him. He used to be the head coach at Allen High School. And if you know anything about Allen High School in North Texas, they got about a 35,000-seat, beautiful, brand-new stadium. And for a high school, it's amazing. And it's a great place, a lot of football tradition there.
Envision Glass? No, I read that one. Sorry. Shelter Insurance. Continuing their 75-year tradition of supporting the communities they serve. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com/75th anniversary. Thank you, Shelter Insurance. Don't tell Kovac, guys. The reason I bring up Graham is, you are, I don't want to call anybody old, but, like, neither you nor Todd are young coaches.
Yeah.
When you coach, it seems like every week you know somebody, or somebody on your staff knows somebody on the other side.
Yeah.
Does that work to your advantage? Does it sometimes work to your disadvantage?
No, I mean, if you coach any length of time, you're going to start knowing a lot of people. I look at it as a blessing, you know, to be around people like Coach Graham. And it's a challenge, you know. I know his strengths as a coach, and I know the things that he loves to do. But you still got to go play on Saturday night, and you got to execute, and you have to get your players, more importantly, to execute. And so it'll be a great challenge. I know he'll have that team excited and ready to play. And it'll be a challenge schematically. I mean, they're going to do some different things that we're going to have to deal with and execute offensively. And so, you know, we've got to be up to that challenge.
Cordero, the quarterback, it's not announced whether he will play or not. He has missed some time. But, I mean, this is a guy who's rushed for nearly 1,000 yards,
right,
and 11 touchdowns, on top of throwing for 4,700 yards and 35 touchdowns in his career. Cordero, and I'm thinking Calvin Turner, number 7. I mean, those are the key playmakers. Those are the big threats you have to be aware of, right?
They're very athletic. 7 is one of the most athletic players in our league.
Is he a receiver or a running back?
He does whatever they need him to do. And, you know, and Coach Graham's got a long history of using a guy like that. You know, he's a receiver. He's a running back. He's a wildcat runner. He returns kicks. He does everything. And they'll find all kind of different ways to put the ball in his hands. He's very dynamic. You know, and the quarterback is a really talented kid. He played great against us last year. He probably played his best game against us last year. And so he's really capable, and I expect him to play. I know he hasn't been healthy, but I think he'll play against us. And so, yeah, we have to get after him. You know, one of the things, we just want to be more aggressive defensively. We want to play tight coverage, and we want to get after the quarterback. And so that's just the style we're going to have to continue to press our opponents with, and see how they handle it.
Jay Norvell visiting with us on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, Nevada, hosting Hawaii at 7:30 on Saturday at Mackey Stadium, MyNevadaTickets.com. Good available seats at competitive prices right now. Now, you mentioned last year's game at Hawaii. That was one of the stranger games I've ever called.
Yep.
You outgained them. You did not turn the ball over, and you lost 24-21. And kind of my initial reaction that I've never shaken from that game was Graham got them to execute a perfect game plan.
It was a very interesting game. It was, you know, we get all these analytics and statistics and all that, and one of the things that I got at the end of the season that it was one of the cleanest, most well-played games that were played that year because basically both offenses were very efficient and did not turn the ball over, and we only had seven possessions.
Right, and you scored on, what, three of them?
Yeah. And so, you know, we had one call back on a penalty earlier in the game, which really was probably the difference. And it was one of those games where I felt like we just ran out of time. You know, we were moving the ball. They couldn't, you know, we were gaining momentum late. And, you know, they converted on a fourth down on their last drive, and we never got the ball back. And so, you know, I don't know that we could play the same kind of game, to be honest with you. And you know, we need to press the action a little bit more. And they were very bend but not breakish. And so we'll see. I think we're doing a lot of things differently this year. And it'll be a much different style of game.
What does the film in their win over Fresno State tell you? You know, they knocked off Fresno State when the Bulldogs were number 18, but they went to Hawaii and lost.
Yeah, you know, Fresno State turned the ball over six times, and I think they threw four interceptions and had a couple of fumbles. And you just can't turn the ball over and expect to win. You know, this is going to be a well-coached Hawaii team. They're disciplined. They play fundamentally sound. And they're going to play complementary football, offense and defense. I think that's the other thing that we have to understand. And then they have athletes on special teams. You know, Seven's going to be a really talented return man. And so we have to understand that. You know, and at the end of the day, we got to press our advantages and our personnel. You know, we got to give our playmakers an opportunity to make plays and get their hands on the ball at the end of the day. And then we got to force them, you know, to make plays defensively. And you know, and that's the name of the game. And now that we're in our conference play, you know, we're going to have to press the action that way.
Somerset Golf and Country Club offers pristine playing conditions, the best greens in northern Nevada, a short game practice area, and a relaxing clubhouse featuring a newly appointed menu at the grill. Membership started only $250 a month, $250 a month. SomersetGolfAndCountryClub.com, your family-friendly private golf club. How are you guys health-wise? A couple guys, including your number seven, did not play last game.
Yep.
How are you guys going to be health-wise coming into this?
You know, I think we're pretty good. You know, at this time of year, guys get bumps and bruises. And, you know, we practice hard. You know, we really compete hard in practice. And, you know, Romeo got a little ding last week, and he should be much better. We're hoping that he's going to be able to play this week. But overall, we're fairly fortunate. And Cannon's been back.
You know, that was my next question.
Yes.
How did he do?
He did fine, you know, and he just needs practice, game reps and practice reps. Tyson Williams isn't quite back yet, but he's getting closer, and we're hopeful that he'll be back in the next couple weeks.
One last thing about this Hawaii matchup. You won your first game as the head coach of the Wolfpack over Hawaii in 2017. Now, that was my first year, too, so I remember it pretty well. You guys came real close at Northwestern. Toledo was a good team, came here, gotcha. You had the Idaho State thing. I want to say you'd lost at Washington State, and I can't remember. I think you were 0-5 going into that game.
Yep.
I don't remember all five.
Yep.
You probably do.
Yep.
Does it seem inevitable where you are and where the program is now? Did you just, you were like, look, we're going to take our lumps in year one. I mean, I know you knew that, and that's the plan. But do you reflect on that at any point, being like, oh, I remember win number one?
And no, I hadn't thought about that win, to be honest with you, until you mentioned it. And but, yeah, we're a much different team now. We have a lot of guys that understand how to prepare to play. We put such an – you know, I was telling some of our young kids, and I preach it all the time, but, you know, we put everything into practice. You know, practice is the most important thing for us. And the most important thing about practice is effort. You can't get better if you're not putting effort into practice. And so we really encourage our young guys, especially, you should be running sideline to sideline, giving all you can, because if you're listening to your coaches and you're trying to do what they say and you give great effort, you're going to get better and improve. And so we've had a lot of repetition on that. I think this team, you know, if you watched us practice now compared to then, you'd see a much different group of players. You know, our players are coaching each other in practice now. And that's a whole different level of ownership and accountability. And so we've worked very hard to get that. And so basically Saturday is just a product of what we've been doing all week long. And so and we really don't try to overcomplicate it besides that. And so that's our formula. You know, we roll our sleeves up. We go to work every day and practice. And then we get ourselves mentally prepared to play Saturday and give it our best effort. And so, you know, that's been a pretty good thing for us of late.
Give it up for Coach Jay Norvell, everybody. We'll take a break. When we come back, one of the two people seated at this stage will possess 17,000 yards passing in the NCAA, and it won't be me. It's Timmy Changi's next. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus.
You train for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Hello, this is Matt Pierce with Ray Morgan Company. I want to tell you about a cutting-edge business assessment process introduced to many Reno businesses by your local technology provider, the Ray Morgan Company. These solutions reduce operating costs, increase staff productivity, and help achieve sustainability and security initiatives. Do you know how much your office technology is actually costing you? Contact the Ray Morgan Company today at 338-3344 for your free document technology assessment. That's 338-3344.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Experience the winning
the excitement, and the rewards with Caesars Rewards. Sign up at The Row today and get rewarded every time you play, dine, shop, or stay at over 50 destinations nationwide. If you're a sports fan, we've got the place for you. Get in the game with the all-new Caesars Sportsbook. Extensive odds and flexible limits make Caesars Sportsbook the most dynamic way to bet. Download the app today. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, EasyGo, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years' experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Bill Withers is for coach. I got all the Jay's jams here.
He's a Prince fan.
No way.
No, he does. He lifts. He used to lift weights to Prince.
Coach, you like Prince too?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I think that's Mama. Mama has something to do with Prince too.
Nice work, Kim. Oh, that's very good. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Timmy Chang joins us right now. The Wolfpack, yeah, give it up for Coach Chang. Give it up for the GOAT. Coach Chang, tight ends coach. Wide receivers coach. Sorry, I had you in your old spot. My bad.
I miss those guys, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolfpack hosting Hawaii this Saturday, 7:30. Homecoming. Get your tickets at mynevadatickets.com. Come see Nevada take on the Rainbow Warriors. Nevada is 4-1. They are 1-0 in the Mountain West, and they bring a head of steam into this game after a 55-28 blowout win, a rout over New Mexico State this past Saturday. If you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on All Nevada Athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access, presented by Champion Chevrolet. Highlights, coaches, perspective, and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night after NFL Sunday Night Football on News 4 and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sports Net. All right, Coach Chang, happy birthday.
Thank you.
This past Saturday, game day.
Yes.
I hear it was a milestone birthday.
It was. It was my 40th.
The 40th?
Yep. It was my 40th.
And how do you feel about that?
You know what? I had to get a really good workout on my last 39th, mm-hmm. and then I had to make sure that I was still ready for my 40th, and so I had to set the pace. So it was really good.
If you haven't had the privilege of being in, like, the gym, I've had the privilege of being in the gym with you, like, once or twice on the road. You're an infectious workout guy. You got the best out of me. Like, you set a good tone.
You know what? I got younger kids, and so I gotta make sure that they'll never test daddy one day. But I also try to put stress on my body, so I remember what my players go through. And so it helps me to coach them and kind of have a feeling and of what their body goes through every day. So, like, today they had a stretch at 3 o'clock with one of our strength and conditioning guys, and our receivers do that every Monday and Wednesday. So, you know, I just kind of want to be around and see what they're doing and stay in tune with it. So it helps me know how the beat of them.
That's interesting. I tell younger broadcasters, I say, make sure you are active physically. And unless you understand fatigue, you can't tell the whole story.
No doubt. I mean, it's hard to tell your kids and what we're asking them to do in such a physical game, you know, and asking them and you know, just wanting them to believe in you and what you say, you know, you got to do those things, you know, and they can't just look at you and say, hey, this guy's never done it or he'll never do that. So, you know, I try to remember that every day as I ask those guys to put their bodies on the line and work really hard and stay disciplined and make good choices.
Now, no player ever should think Coach Chang never did that or has not made the sacrifice. I mean, your playing career is the stuff of legend. You're from Waipahu. Is that a district in Honolulu?
Yep, it's a town on central Oahu.
Okay.
You know, out away from Waikiki, we're kind of out a little bit more toward the middle of the island where the pineapples grow and the sugar cane grows. And you know, it's a good place. I mean, I loved growing up there. I loved playing with my neighbors outside and enjoying myself out in Hawaii.
I Googled this. Waipahu, I believe means a clean spring in the language.
Yep.
Do you speak the Hawaiian language?
No, I don't. No, I don't. That's kind of a shame, I guess.
Oh, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. No, because, I mean, I wanted you to give people your full name, like your middle names, everything.
Yep. So my full name is Timothy Kealii Oka'aina Awa Chang. And the Kealii part is Kealii Oka'aina means chief of the land. And Awa is my Chinese middle name. And so I'm kind of a mix of breeds, and it's kind of the way the culture is out there. You know, if you understand the history of Hawaii and how it was settled, and all these different people came in at different times to work the fields, and so we're kind of a mixed breed culture type of deal.
You have a lot of folks here tonight. Explain that. Explain your crew that's here tonight at the Row in Brew Brothers.
Yes, my mother and my two sisters and their husbands and their families are here, and so it makes about 12 of us. And, you know, we've rented a nice Airbnb off of Mount Rose Parkway, and we're staying there for about 10 days. And so it's good to see them, you know, with COVID and the things going on in Hawaii. It's just a little different. But we haven't been able to see them in a while. Usually we would take a trip every year or every 2 years, but it's been 5 years, I think, since they've been up here, and they've seen the kids. I've got 5 kids, and so it's good to see them and have, you know, the family enjoy the time with the babies.
Now, are they're here for your birthday, not to see the Rainbow Warriors, right?
It's a little bit of everything, right? It was a good timing where it was the birthday. It was a stretch of 2 games at home, and it just made all the perfect sense to kind of come up here. Fall break was education. Fall break was happening, and so people got off. And but, you know, speaking of our schedule, I mean, the first 4 games were challenging. You know, we went on the road and played some really good programs, and then we were able to come home, and we're home for 2 games, and then we'll have, you know it's 1 game at a time, and our conference is really good.
If you are a local business looking to get your name in front of Nevada fans, Wolfpack Sports Properties, a Learfield partner, here to help. For more sponsorship information, call 775-327-2074, 775-327-2074. Brian, Kenzie, and crew will take care of you. You can even get me to say the name of your local business. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to embarrass Coach Chang a little bit more. I'm going to talk about his career statistics. Do you know how many yards you threw for in high school?
Yeah, a bunch.
It's a big number. It's a big number. Timmy Chang is with us. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Reno Relo Worldwide, your United Van Lines agent in Reno, Nevada. With over 25 years of moving experience, Reno owned and operated, they're here to serve you, your family, or your business. Taking care of your commercial, interstate, or international relocation and storage needs effortlessly, whether it's in northern Nevada or around the world. When you want to be sure you're in good hands, make the right move with Reno Relo Worldwide, an agent for United Van Lines. For a free estimate, call 775-404-7356 or online at RenoReloWW.com.
Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they could be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday Fundays left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Get down with my girlfriend. That ain't right.
Woo! Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Timmy Chang, the receivers coach, is with us right now. Nevada 4-1 hosting Hawaii for homecoming at 7:30 on Saturday night at Mackey Stadium. The Rainbow Warriors are 1-1 in the conference. They are 3-3 overall. Coach Chang was an incredible star at the University of Hawaii. When you were done playing there, you held the NCAA career marks for passes completed, passes attempted, touchdown passes, I believe. You threw for over 17,000 yards. You still hold the all-time NCAA record for most plays, most passes attempted. You played from 2000 to 2004. Do you ever reflect on your time and how maybe attitudes about offensive football have evolved and how your career might be perceived in 2020?
You know, I do. I take those experiences of learning whether they were good or bad, and I apply it to my job every day. Because, you know, the things that I went through, good and bad, kind of help me, and it kind of helps me coach these kids and kind of understand their mindset and where they need to be at the highest level, you know, to achieve, you know, really, really high goals. Or, you know, if they're going through something that I probably went through in my career, in my time, you know, I can help them in that way as well. And so, you know, it's all about the kids, man. You know, they're the ones playing. Coach would always say it, man, it's they're the bloodline to our team and our family. And so, you know, you pour all those experiences and those efforts and the hard times and the great times. And, you know, you look at the stats. I you know, at the end of the day.
Coach is 17,000 yards.
I know. At the end of the day, you know, all I was trying to do was win games. You know, that's the funny thing is that when you do good things and every play in and play out, you're focused and you're trying to do your job. And my job was to distribute the football as accurately as I could and as on time as I could. You know, you kind of just those things kind of just happen, you know, along the way and the accolades and the success. But you don't really play the game thinking that, oh, I want to be a record holder or all conference guy or those type of things. That's not the goal. The goal is to keep it simple and just execute and do your job.
All right. You also did your job at St. Louis High School, which is where Chevin Cordero, the current Hawaii quarterback, attended. Timmy Chang threw for 8,001 yards and 113 touchdowns. Were you the starter for 3 years?
You know what? There was an All-American in front of me my sophomore year that got hurt. That went, and Jason Gesher that went to the Rose Bowl, and I think he might have won the Pac-10 at the time. But I was just kind of in the waiting, and there was a list of guys, you know.
And your quarterback's coach at St. Louis School, it wasn't just you, right? I mean, there's a list of quarterbacks that you were just telling me about.
Yes.
Who's the coach, first of all?
You know, Vinny Passes was our coach, and I went to St. Louis. It's an all-boys private school, and I didn't play football at the time, but, you know, it was a football factory. You know, like some.
So you didn't go there to play football?
I didn't. I went there for a great education, first and foremost, but I ended up playing. I was a two-sport athlete at the time in baseball and basketball, and I love basketball. I grew up in the gym, and my father coached basketball, but, you know, football I just couldn't pass up. And, you know, I ended up trying out for defensive back, and there was a shortage of quarterbacks on the intermediate team, and one of my PE teachers told my coach to move me over, and that's how it started.
So you almost played defensive back.
And I was horrible. You know, I was horrible.
Good thing.
I think I ran a 5.0 at the combine. You know, I wouldn't have gone really far. So,
That's incredible. I was just thinking, like you saying, you know, your experiences in your career, the adversity, perhaps if you won't say it, I will. Maybe a lack of recognition for your career, maybe throughout the larger consciousness of football, helps you, informs you as a coach. Because if it were me, I'd throw the eraser and say, I threw for 17,000 yards, pay attention. But, like, you, that wouldn't fly.
No.
I mean, and I know that wouldn't be your style, but, like, that's not how it goes at all.
You know what's funny is that at the time we were playing in 2000, 2004, there was only one Fox Sports, and there was only one, you know, there wasn't a bunch of night games. And so we were the only show on TV at 6 o'clock Hawaii time. And it's funny because as I'm going through the country, and I was traveling as a coach, and so grateful to be here for 5 years in this great city of Reno. But a lot of people, you know, watch those games because there's only one show on.
Yeah.
And so it has its funny ways of working out, you know. And you know, I really appreciate that.
Wolfpack fans, mini plans are on sale now for as low as $51 for 3 games. Don't miss the excitement of game day at Mackey Stadium. Visit MyNevadaTickets.com today or call 775-348-PAC. Get your mini plan today. Also, watch Nevada Sports Net for an in-depth look at Nevada sports. Wolfpack all access to NSN Daily. Get up-to-date information and breaking news all day long. Tune in to Nevada Sports Net on Channel 21 or check your local listings. Go Pack. All right, so it's your birthday. It's your old school coming in for homecoming. Do you need to shout anybody out?
No, they're all here.
Okay.
You know, they're all here right in front of me.
What's up?
You know, that's the whole gang right
Chang,
there.
The
yep,
Chang.
The Chang family. Yeah. Penaweta.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. That's everybody. And, it's all I could ask for, you know, during these times is just family, you know. And me, my wife, and our kids as we grew, we've had 3 kids in Canada, born in Canada. We have 2 here now in Reno at the renowned hospital. So we feel this city's a big part about us, and you know, very grateful.
Give it up for Timmy Chang, everybody. Give it up for the GOAT. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
You train for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Oh, hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
The Lexus NX is crafted to take on the modern adventure called life.
Alexa, what's the quickest route home?
With Amazon Alexa compatibility and the advanced Lexus safety system, the Lexus NX is modern utility for the modern world. Because modern obstacles require modern solutions. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Amazon Alexa and all related logos are trademarks of Amazon.com Inc. or its affiliates. Not all Amazon Alexa functionality is available for in-vehicle use.
At America First Credit Union, the only goal that matters to us is the one that matters to you. That means whatever road life sends you down, we'll do everything we can to help you travel it. And whether your focus is the journey or the destination, we'll be right there beside you every mile and every day. Because when you're a member of America First, the only goal that matters is yours. Truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of tents, barbecues, tables, chairs, and tailgate supplies, then Camelot Party Rentals is the largest provider in the Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada region. They have consultants that will help you have the best tailgating party outside of Mackey Stadium. There's a showroom in Sparks you can visit and see firsthand all the things you need for any special event or pregame tailgate party. Take a look at their website, CamelotPartyRentals.com, or give them a call, 355-9004. That's 355-9004.
Experience the winning, the excitement, and the rewards with Caesars Rewards. Sign up at The Row today and get rewarded every time you play, dine, shop, or stay at over 50 destinations nationwide. If you're a sports fan, we've got the place for you. Get in the game with the all-new Caesars Sportsbook. Extensive odds and flexible limits make Caesars Sportsbook the most dynamic way to bet. Download the app today. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years' experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. All right, you have your assignments. Nevada 7:30 kickoff this Saturday against Hawaii. It is homecoming. We hope to see you at Mackey Stadium. MyNevadaTickets.com. MyNevadaTickets.com. Also, Brad Platt's here. Let's shout out Strength of the Pack. Shout out Strength of the Pack. What's up, Brad? Strength of the Pack. Shouting you out. Google it up. Strength of the Pack. Yep. Matt Araldi. What do you got? Alumni Association, shouting you out too. Yeah, way to represent, guys. All our rowdy friends are here at The Row. If you don't come out on Wednesdays, you're missing it. Edwards is here. Edwards has shown up. I'm just really happy that we were able to talk to Coach Norvell and Timmy Chang. Give it up for them. Jay Norvell, Timmy Chang, great job. Fans, Earn Emperor Earn, The Row Caesars Entertainment, just raised the bar for best in sports class betting experiences with the all-new Caesars Sportsbook. Mobile sports betting app Caesars Sportsbook combines the company's sports betting assets under one brand anchored by an easy-to-navigate app. It integrates mobile sports betting with Caesars Rewards. Comedy shows, live concerts, and more. The Row has the best live entertainment. Chelsea Handler's coming to the Silver Legacy on Friday, October 22nd. Purchase your tickets today. Thank you to Brian Elliott at the controls at our flagship station. Thank you to Marty P. Starr, our on-site engineer. I'm John Ramey. We'll see you Saturday night at Mackey Stadium, Hawaii at Nevada for homecoming. So long, everybody.
The Wolfpack Coaches Show has been presented by Dolan Lexus. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.